Everybody, this is my free Sunday morning meditation class. This is Holly Berger of Lightworkers Alliance, and today's April 10th, 2022. And I do these meditations for free every month, and I welcome you to join anytime or to listen to the recordings that are on my podcast section, in the podcast section of my website. They're on my website. So thank you for the people that showed up today. And we're going to get started. We're going to be talking about goal setting today. And I was just having a chat before. That's why I'm laughing. So I guess we'll see if this is funny or if it isn't funny. So if you're sitting, that's the best way to meditate. There's maybe some controversy about that in the world. But my guides tell me that sitting with your feet flat on the floor, your back straight, your arms and legs uncrossed is the best way to run energy through your body. When you're meditating, moves it up and down your spine, up and down your legs fairly easy. If you cross your legs, the energy goes out your tailbone, which is fine, but it's better to run it through your tailbone and down through your legs and through your feet. It's more grounding, it's more clearing for your body. So I always ask that people sit like this for the opening of sessions, and then I tell them to get comfortable. But for meditations, it's just better to hold that position. And usually once we give it a chance, it's very easy to do after we get used to it. All right, so just close your eyes and I'm going to do an opening. And if you're a rock person, today I'm working with a very raw fist-sized citrine and a very earthy agate. It's got some opalization in it, kind of a heavy, lot of dark matrix in it, very grounding. So I've got my connection and my grounding. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, we call forth to the highest frequencies of light. We ask that Source Energy assist us by creating sacred space around each person listening. We call forth to the highest frequencies of Christ consciousness light, to Creator, I Am Presence, Source of all that is. We call forth to our guides, angels, ascended masters, all of the beings of light that work with us. We welcome our ancestors in their pure Christ consciousness light form, and we banish connection to all others for this meditation. We leave any connections that are not pure Christ consciousness light behind. We ask that Source help each of us to ground to the core of the earth and connect to the I Am Presence. In our vast pillars of light, we invoke the highest frequencies of Christ consciousness light. We ask that this light anchor into our solar plexus and begin to move down, up, and out in every direction. We ask that light fill us, moving through the physical body, mental body, emotional body, and spiritual body. We ask that Source bless us with all appropriate guidance that we each receive through our own discernment, that we work with divine accordance prayer. We ask that all things released today be surrounded with light and be moved on to their own highest outworkings. And we call this release protocol. We ask for a release protocol to assist us throughout this meditation and as long as possible. As the light is anchored into us, we ask that it be sealed off around us on the north, south, east, west, above, below, and all areas in between, highest frequencies of Christ consciousness light, sealing us off in sacred space as we sit in our pillars of light. Now for myself in service today, on behalf of this group and humanity, who knows who will listen to this in the future, we ask that all appropriate frequencies come forth to assist everyone that may hear this. I ask for alignment to the truest and highest realms of unconditional love, to the I Am consciousness. And as we gather in the ethers, we ask that Source hold us in mid-fifth dimensional frequencies, that we be held in safe and sacred space, and that we all be brought into the conscious relevance of our oversoul connection. our easy ability to hold mid fifth dimensional frequencies and to unify through all dimensions of self and consciousness to be the multidimensional beings that we are, but to hold our focus today at the mid fifth dimensional level. And as we offer ourselves in service through the divine light of the I Am, and I'll say that in first person, as I offer myself in service through the divine light of the I Am presence, I ask for assistance in receiving light, healing, clearing, rebalancing, staying grounded to the core of the earth, and opening to all divine messages that are appropriate for me in this moment. And we open. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. I want you to imagine where you're sitting right now that a beautiful pool of light begins to form at your feet. This pool of light is directly from Christ Consciousness Light. It's from the I Am Presence. It is effervescent, bubbling, clear light. Allow this light to move up into your body. You may feel as if you're absorbing it, pulling it up through your legs. Let it move from your feet to your ankles, filling your calves and shins and into your knees. Let it dance and bubble, clear and heal. And let the light move up your long thigh bones into the muscles and up into the pelvic area. And as it begins to fill the pelvic region, the hips, the guides are really working on somebody's hips today. So the hip sockets, the pelvic bone, and let that root chakra be bathed in Christ Consciousness Light. You may see red move out in every direction. Align with the purest, freest, clearest light from your root chakra. Allow the consciousness of grounding and safety to be with you through the energy of the root chakra. And as the light continues to bubble in and throughout, let it move up now and move into the lower belly. Let it begin to fill all of your intestines and the beginning of your spine, the very base of your spine, the tailbone, the sacrum. You may see a beautiful orange color shine out in every direction. And as the light continues to bubble up, anchoring in that grounding energy from the first chakra and the creative energy from the second chakra, it moves up quickly now right into the solar plexus and fills all the organs of your abdomen and moves all the way up your spine to the base of your ribs. You may see a beautiful yellow color shine out in every direction. Let your solar plexus rebalance, recalibrate. And that energy is just wanting to move up quickly today. So let it move up and fill your lungs, your rib cage, and your heart. Let it shine and radiate out your back and fill your spine all the way up to your neck. You can imagine your arms lifted in the air and a radiant green energy shining out in every direction and filling all the lymph nodes under your arms and cascading down your arms, shooting out your hands. Allow this beautiful heart energy to clear, cleanse, heal, realign anything that's appropriate for you individually. And as the energy continues bubbling up from the ground into your feet, up your legs, filling your entire torso now, let it begin to move up your neck, filling the cervical spine, filling your neck, your esophagus, your windpipe, shining out in beautiful blue energy in every direction. Let that energy move up to the base of your skull and come forward and bounce all around in your jaw and your mouth, move up into your sinuses, into your ears, and begin to fill your head. This is a beautiful dark blue indigo energy, and let it move forward into your physical eyes, fill your forehead, and into your third eye region, rebalancing your vision, your clairvoyance, and let that energy bubbling up now. It wants to move. Let it move right into your crown chakra, filling your head completely and dancing and bouncing as if you're a great fountain shooting out of your head. And let it cascade down around you and let yourself become a great pillar of light. The The union of all of these colors creates the white light, the full spectrum, the I am consciousness. Let it have its own innate intelligence. Let it know your divine blueprint, your specific healing. Let it move in and throughout your bones, your blood, your tissue, through all the chakras, all the energy centers, all aspects of physicality, named, unnamed, known, and unknown. Let it radiate out into the mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies, through all levels, layers, bodies, through all time, space, dimension. Let that bubbling, effervescent, beautiful light move through your mind, your memory, your subconscious, through all aspects of mind and knowledge and memory. And then let all of these areas combine within you in a sort of surrender so that you don't have to decide what's next. You just sit and let things be and allow yourself to feel as if you are. Welcome. Welcome, Alex. We're just doing a light raising, Alex. So imagine yourself on a platform. A beautiful platform beneath you. And if you imagine yourself standing on it, I want you to look down at the platform and ask your guides to make it clear. We do this because we don't want hidden energy. We want everything transparent so that we are aware. So on your beautiful platform, imagine that you're being raised up. And imagine that you can dictate where you go. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, please raise me to mid-fifth dimensional frequencies. And guides, light beings, all the beings that work with me today, please hold me at fifth dimensional frequencies, mid-fifth dimensional frequencies. We have a tendency to raise and lower our frequencies just a bit. We're not flatliners. We are a little bit of a roller coaster. So mid-fifth means you can go a little lower, go a little higher, but you remain in the fifth dimension. And if you ask your guides to help you stay there, then you don't have to worry about going out of body by going to too high of a dimension, or maybe accessing guidance that you're not prepared to access today, or dipping into the astral field and opening up something that creates a leak in your field or invites lesser frequencies in. So we hold mid fifth dimensional frequencies. We hold our pillars of light. We hold our protection sealed off on the north, south, east, west, above, and below. And in this place today, we're going to work with some clearing and healing on goal setting. I want you to imagine that you are a being who is understanding goal setting for the first time. So you've just understood, you've just realized that you can say, I choose this, and you can put it in the future. I choose to create this. And that you have step one and step two. I choose to create step one. This is what I want to create step two. And I want you to imagine now that it becomes a path between step one and step two. And that you infuse this path with guidance and love and light, peaceful learning, easy experiences, comfortable, peaceful, easy, and comfortable, and happiness. I want you to imagine that you can see it written on a piece of paper, step one, step two. And then I want you to imagine that you have to get a bigger piece of paper. Maybe you need a bulletin board or a poster board, and you realize that in between step one and step two, you need a lot more space so that you can create a process and that you can mark points along the way and that you can celebrate each accomplishment. You can celebrate each completion. Ask your guides to embed this information into your subconscious so that while you are achieving a goal, you feel celebratory, you feel success, you feel as if being on your path is wonderful, and you don't simply want the end. It's a trick of the mind to be on the path towards a goal and to be disappointed because you're not at the goal. If you think of someone who is in a K through 12 education process, each year is significant. Each year is a step along the process. And the end goal is held by some type of support team, maybe parents or teachers or so forth. And the student doesn't even really know the future for a while. And when the future is visible to the student, sometimes a shift can occur, a shift in the path, and that's okay. You can change your path at any time. You can recreate your map. You can celebrate milestones. You can celebrate accomplishments. But if you're derailed or if a tributary leads you away, you make adjustments. You follow your own accord, but you hold yourself in service to the highest light. Service is the highest form of dedication to the light. This is being implanted now as a successful way to achieve our goals. The goals can be big and lofty. They can be the goal to be a successful something in your life or to know God better. Or they can be small, the goal to buy or sell a home, buy or sell a car. Each process will, and it will strengthen the subconscious, and it will release old patterning. And that's ultimately what we want to do. We want to release old patterning. We want to find out what's stopping us from creating every single thing we want or every single thing we need. And this is in reference to your light work. So what you need to feel as if you are a successful soul. That means that where your contracts are known, where your higher mind holds the information that tells you why you came here, what you intend to do, that you begin to engage in goal setting with the consciousness of your higher mind involved. And this is why being in surrender is most important, because there's always some element of the higher mind. But we want to become more involved. We want to become more involved in our goals. From that place may seem difficult. So as we imagine ourselves as goal setters and creators, we also imagine ourselves as celebratory. We imagine ourselves as accomplished. We imagine ourselves creating certificates that we give ourselves, congratulations, awards, ceremonies, so that each step along the way becomes a success and that we constantly know and feel successful. This is important because light workers are often on a strange path. Light workers are not always on a path where you get a piece of paper that says master's degree. We don't usually get certificates of accomplishment from a company or some type of respected resource. Many times, we don't even know that we've succeeded until we're in the next initiation and we realize that the energy has changed. So apply yourself now in your own mind. Dedicate yourself to your light work in your own way and align with your own ability to improve goal setting so that it is a path instead of a destination. We call forth to the highest frequencies of light. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all it is. We ask that Source assist us in releasing and clearing and healing disappointment. We ask for release and clearing and healing from anything evil or any demonic origins that block us from achieving the goals that we hold through our own agreements of incarnation. We ask for clearing of any energy that feels like failure. We ask to be aligned with the energy of success and celebration. We ask for healing and clearing of subterfuge, interference, blocks, disappointments, failures, worries, fears, and we replace all of that with divine understanding, higher outcomes. We ask now that any interference be pulled away from us and placed in a sacred room, sealed off in six places, four walls above and below. And in that room, we place anything. We ask that our guides pull these things away and put them in the room. We place anything in this room or cell or however you want to imagine it that disrupts the process as we work with divine Christ consciousness light. We work with nothing less. And from this room, we ask that our guides transmute the energy and send it back to its resource. Clear out anything resourced from evil or demonic origins, anything that has less than Christ consciousness light as its origin or its resource. We also ask for help in releasing subconscious blocks. We ask for help in feeling as if we are inadequate. We release these things into this cell or room for our guides to transmute. This holding place will help us to be separate so that we can see the difference, so we don't think it's us. We also wish to program our minds, and I'm going to say this in the first person so you can repeat this in your own mind. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, I program myself to understand completely and fully all input. I command myself to know the difference between light and anything less than light. I command myself to immediately identify any thought, fear, worry, or input of any kind that comes from outside of myself. I command myself to recognize any implants from my subconscious mind, any entities, anything with or without a consciousness, any thought duplicators. I command myself to recognize these, and as I do, I command Source to surround them with light and put them into the holding cell. If I hear something like, what a failure, and I do not have that thought, it's banished. If I consistently see the glass as half empty, and that's not my thought, that thought is banished. I will recognize truth. I will recognize support. I will recognize goals. I will recognize success. I will be in celebration of myself and my movement towards my own goals. Thank you and amen. Take a moment to let yourself recalibrate. You may want to shake your shoulders, move your hips around. There's some physical stuff going on here. Breathe. You may be releasing something from your lungs. Breathe into this and allow yourself to recalibrate into successful relationship with desire. Recalibrate into celebrating small successes. The guides are asking that we ask for a release of shame. So I call forth to the highest frequencies of light. Please release shame from me and put it in the holding cell. There's something to do with peer pressure. I'm not exactly getting this, so we're just going to call it peer pressure. I ask for a release of peer pressure, of feeling an obligation from friends or family to do things in a certain way. I relinquish my heart's creations and I embrace wholeheartedly the divine light of the I Am Presence, if need be. I offer myself in service to the divine light of the I Am, and I recalibrate myself to know my higher mind and to bring that into my heart, to show me where I have aligned with things that no longer serve me. And I gratefully release into new paradigms. New paradigms of understanding how to create, how to move along the path that I created towards my goals, how to accept success and accomplishment, how to be okay with winning, and how to be in surrender through all of it, feeling as if I'm in a part of a great picture. I'm part of a great picture. I'm part of a great design. And I created that from a higher place. I created it. So I enjoy being part of this. I enjoy being with it, held in the sacred ceremony of it. I know myself as a divine creator. I know myself as a being incarnated, but also as a being in union with the divine I Am presence. I am all of it. And I allow myself to be in union with creator, but also to be grounded to the core of the earth, to be in my expression of life, to be healthy, to be happy, to be joyous. The guides are saying that the simplicity of this idea is a misnomer. The simplicity of this idea is the truth. Unfortunately, there are powers in our world that block our ability to move on that path of creation. If you think of what propels you on that path of creation as a type of fuel, there are powers on this planet that want that fuel. So they may even develop it, let you develop it. They may even watch you become greater and stronger, and then at some point sabotage so that they can restrict you from using that energy for the good. You can at this moment claim yourself. I claim my goal setting abilities. I claim Christ consciousness light through this path from goal to destination. I claim this path as my right as a being of light. I claim this path as my right as a human being. Through universal law, you should be able to create as you choose and be protected as you do it. So call in your protection. Call in the healthiest form of creative ability for you. Call in your connection to the core of the earth, your connection to the I Am presence, your connection to all the light beings around you that help you create. Allow yourself some time with this recalibration and then start over. Do it again and again. Recalibrate your goal setting process until it's clarified, until it's flawless, until you can set a goal and accomplish it with ease. Remember, when you do this type of work, you're not just clearing yourself, you're clearing your bloodlines, past, present, future. You're clearing through your archetypal connections, through the DNA connections of humanity. Guides are asking that we offer our blessings to the governments of the world, that we use our goal-setting abilities to create world peace. So the small goal of creating something in your life, new home, car, a vacation, time with someone. These are good training wheels, because ultimately, as light workers, we can create a goal of world peace. It may sound lofty, it may sound extravagant, it may sound impossible, but that's okay. Place world peace on your piece of paper and draw a path to it. Here's how I pray by myself and I affect 5 people. Here's how those 5 people and I pray and we affect 100 people. And here's how the 101 people pray and we affect 1,000 people. And we continue until we reach critical mass. And then we continue more. We continue longer. We pray for the world to be full of light, to make peaceful decisions that benefit everyone, to cease war. I want you to imagine now that your requests, your thoughts, even your changes are echoing out into the area around you. They're like sound waves. They're holding a vibration, and they're holding it. Even if you can't, your guides will hold these vibrations out around you. I want you to imagine that you purge, just release anything that's in the way. Release old stories and habits, release old thought forms and ideas, and embrace or upgrade those. Embrace new ones, upgrade the old ones. Bring yourself into a new paradigm of thinking, creating, loving. And imagine that your guides can now, at your request, clear out the holding cell. Father, Mother, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is, we call forth to the highest frequencies of light. Please clear my holding cell. Thank you, and amen. Imagine that you're back on your platform in the fifth dimension, and that you thank the beings around you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And imagine that they assist you in moving back down through the astral field all the way to the third dimension, where you anchor into your physical being. You anchor in as a multidimensional being. You anchor in as a person of vision and hearing, a person who knows and sees. And as we ground into the physical body, we ground all the way through the body, past our feet, past our hands, and we thank all the powers that be for this physical experience, which is ultimately the self. So you can put your hands over your own heart and just say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, Goddess, Creator, Source of all that is. Thank you to my guides and light beings. Thank you to the angelic realm, the archangels, the ascended masters, the guides, my ancestors. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And as we begin to release the beings of light back to their realms of choice, we ask that Source bless them with our gratitude and appreciation and love. We ask that Source bless, and I'm going to say this in the first person, so please repeat it with me in your mind. I ask for the I Am Presence, Source of all that is, to bless my home and property, where I live and the land I occupy. I ask for blessings for my transportations and my communications. I ask for blessings for my beloveds, two-legged, four-legged, and no-legged. I ask for blessings for all the light beings that have helped me. I ask for blessings for my city, town, village, etc., for my state, for my country, for my world. I ask for blessings for those who are struggling. May the light of the I Am Presence bless them with all their decisions. And I want you to imagine that light comes from a great ball, like the great central sun, and that it moves forward and can touch anyone or anything that's willing to accept it. But it disturbs nothing. It disrupts nothing. So it moves into places that it can. And your light will do the same. As we begin to separate from each other, the Akashic Records and the Oversoul Connection, we thank, once again, the I Am Presence. Releasing our beings back. We disconnect from each other, the Akashic Records and the Oversoul Connection. And we release and close. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you and amen. Thank you, everyone. I'll be posting this soon. I really appreciate all of you. This is Holly Berger of LightworkersAlliance.com signing off. Have a wonderful Sunday. Bye, everyone.